We're going to bring you the latest information as we get it. But now on the phone, we do have our CNBC India TV 18 India editor, Manika Doshi, and she joins us now. Manika, thank you so much. I know it is late there, and we appreciate your taking the time to speak with us. What is the latest that you are hearing in what obviously is a rapidly developing situation in Mumbai?
Well, Erin, I must confess that there is no clear communication coming in from the police. The way these random attacks have taken place through the course of the late evening in Mumbai, some of the numbers that are doing the rounds is that about 16 people are dead and about 50 are injured. We do know that what started, or what seemed to have started, and at one point in the evening was being called gang war, started in a very famous cafe in downtown Mumbai, which is very famous for tourists as well. And then by the end of the course of almost about an hour and a half, five places were said to have witnessed firing, random firing, as well as explosions. They include, like you mentioned, two famous South Mumbai hotels, the Taj and the Oberoi. In the Oberoi, there are said to be terrorists still holed up. Part of the hotel has been evacuated, but we don't know if the entire hotel has been evacuated. There is also a fire raging in the lobby of the Oberoi. In the Taj as well, that hotel is under shutdown. People that were inside the Taj when these incidents took place have not yet been allowed to leave, except for, I think, we saw a couple of injured people leaving the Taj and being escorted to ambulances. Both are very popular hotels in South Mumbai, very popular with tourists as well. And one very arterial railway station is also said to be attacked. Lots of firing that took place inside the railway station. The station is now said to be evacuated, but there are commandos, armed commandos inside, apparently hunting for terrorists. Like I said, the last figure that we had was 15 dead and over 50 injured, but we don't know how dependable these numbers are because information is streaming in very randomly.
And Manika, it's interesting, you know, a lot of people don't always realize, I mean, India is a country that is accustomed in some ways to some of these terrorist attacks. When I was there in May, it was in Jaipur with the worst terrorist attacks in 5 years. This obviously appears to be worse. And again, targeting business areas, targeting Westerners. Can you just give us, before you go briefly, some context on what where these hotels are, how much you would interpret this as an attack on business, an attack on finance?
Well, Erin, think downtown Manhattan. That is what downtown South Mumbai or South Mumbai is all about. It is the key area in the city. These two hotels are very popular for both the local crowd that goes to eat there as well as the tourist crowd. Much of it, which has been business all these many years as India became a popular investment destination. So there are lots of foreigners in both these hotels. And so what started out, or what seemed like gang wars, information quickly built up into this being a coordinated terrorist attack across the city. There have been other random explosions in different parts of the city, including in North Mumbai, where a vehicle, a taxi cab, was said to have been blown up. Hand grenade strikes have apparently taken place across the city. We aren't getting any confirmed information from the police on how many such strikes have taken place. But yes, like you pointed out earlier, these two hotels are key hotels in the city. They're very famous landmarks. They're known to attract tourists, lots of tourist crowds, and they are key to the business area. One of the hotels, that's the Oberoi, is adjacent to the key business area of South Mumbai, which is Nariman Point.